No, it was a really good performance all around today. The first half in particular, into that really strong wind, it was as good as it gets for 35, 36 minutes. And we played some really good attacking rugby today and looked like a confident team.
There seemed to be that real intelligence about the way you chose to play in those conditions in the first half, because one of the tries for Alex Good went the length of the field about 15 phases as well, and you just kept the ball in hand and ground Exeter down.
Yeah, we showed a real intent with how we carried the ball and got over the gain line, and our breakdown work was exceptional as well. And we've got good players, and as soon as we get some quick ball, we're going to cause teams some problems. And today we scored five really good tries, probably left a couple of tries out there, but it was a really exceptional afternoon.
It was billed as a match between top versus second in the Aviva Premiership, and for the first time this season you were the chaser rather than the hunted. Do you think this sends out a real statement to the rest of the Premiership tonight?
Well, it's not what we're trying to do, but I've got to say today was a great day for us, because we had three players who had personal milestones: Alex Good making his 200th appearance, Chris Wiles as well, two absolutely brilliant blokes, and Neil de Kock, who's one of the great long servants of our club, get on for his 250th cap today. But also it says something about our club when our international players come back and haven't won a Grand Slam last week and perform in that manner and show a real appetite and a real hunger to want to get stuck in for their teammates at the club.
Knowing the atmosphere and the way you build this club, Mark, you wouldn't have been worried about them coming back from a Grand Slam and fitting back in, but would you have been worried about their physical conditioning? They're exhausted after a Six Nations Championship, and yet Billy's crashing over in the left-hand corner, Marrow's brilliant at the breakdown once again, George is stealing line-outs.
They understand that the people who haven't been away at the Six Nations are equally fatigued and have had a busier schedule actually than they have, and they've had eight consecutive weeks during that period of time and haven't had a respite. So we're going to have to try and manage our squad carefully over the next 5 or 6 weeks, and I think getting 5 points today might allow us to do that.
Of course, this will raise the question, and it's been mentioned by the club owner this week as well, about how these seasons are structured, because to ask these players to go through what could potentially be 30 weeks without a break is asking a hell of a lot for a game as intense as rugby union is.
It is, and the season's been crazy, and it's been unique, and it's very, very demanding, and at some point in time they need to give the players a summer off, in my opinion. And of course the other problem is just how infrequently we get these players. This is Billy's fifth Premiership game of the season out of 18. Owen Farrell 6th, Makovunipola 6th, George Cruz 6th, and it doesn't. You saw the quality of the game was lifted because those guys were on the park.
How many more points do you think now, Mark, it will take to make sure of that top four spot? This goes a long way towards it.
Yeah, nobody knows. So every game's an opportunity to get something. Today was really important for us, and I'm delighted we got 5 points out of them.